Welcome to The Heartbeat of God with Stacey Lunsford. We bring you greetings from the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network. This morning, our topic is, will we forgive him? And will we restore him? Or will we condemn him? Yesterday, we talked about women that were caught up in the lifestyle of prostitution. And in the beginning of the message, I identified the women as prostitutes. But somewhere in the middle of my message, while I was praying, I made a reversal with how I was identifying to these women, because they are women. They are not prostitutes. They are women that got caught up in a lifestyle of prostitution. And I'm taking my time to explain this, because if we continuously identify with them as being a prostitute, that's all they will ever be, because that's all we will ever see. But what I want you to understand, that each time you call her a prostitute, you are helping that stronghold to go deeper and to get a stronger grip on her, a stronger grip on her. And it's becoming a part of her destiny. And we're speaking a curse over her life. And it doesn't matter what she is doing, but that's not who she is. Now, today we are talking about men. And the topic for men today is deadbeat dads who flew the coop, that don't take care of their children, that live with other women and don't even take care of their children, but men that want to be taken care of. I broke down a bunch of categories yesterday that I'm not going to be able to cover everything today, but from the door, before I get started, I want to identify that these deadbeat dads, they are men, and we need to call them men, and we need to call them mighty men of valor. And we need to remind them that greatness is inside of them. I do understand that some of them have displayed characteristics that gave them the label of being a deadbeat dad. And as I started this series, which the overall theme is, something is wrong, y'all. And all of these topics came from the poem that I wrote entitled, Something is Wrong, Y'all, where I have been identifying root issues, where I have been talking about things that are going on underneath the surface, things that we don't see, things that influence negative behavior that we see on top of the surface. And because we have been so judgmental, and because we have been so critical, we simply speak to and about people based on what we see on top of the surface. And we never take the time to look under the surface. So whatever we say is spoken over this person's life, and that's how we identify with them. And for years, men that don't take care of their children have been identified as deadbeat dads. And dig this, just like we have condemned the women that are living a lifestyle of prostitution, we have been identifying these men as deadbeat dads. So some of them embraced that label. Some of them said, okay, if this is who I am, I might as well play the role. Let me not interact with my children. Let me just do me. I'ma live my life. I know I have children, but I don't want all of this drama. I don't want to jump through all of these hoops. I don't want to be her puppet. I don't want to be controlled. I don't want to be manipulated. And in a moment of frustration and irritation, you have to understand what I'm saying. The spirit of exasperation in full effect totally engulfs this man's thinking and his attitude. But the very words that were spoken out of the mother of his children's mouths, and her family and his family and whoever else wanted to be a busybody. And so he has all of these negative words spoken over his life. He has all of these curses coming at him from the north, from the south, from the east, and the west. And what I want to do today is break every negative word that has been spoken over his life, whether he has been actively engaged in the lifestyle of being a deadbeat dad or not, because that's not who he is. Something is going on underneath the surface, and we need to stand in the gap for him, just like we stood in the gap for the prostitutes yesterday. Now, there are many men that want to be in the lives of their children. There are many men that are not allowed to be in the lives of their children. So not only do these women take away their rights and their responsibility, but then they put their mouths on these men and they talk about them like a dog. And they speak curses against them. And I'm talking about, this is a different level of curses. It is not just saying he is a deadbeat dad. The words that they speak about him are designed to destroy him, to kill him, and to steal from him. They are venomous words that are filled. I want you to think about a jelly donut or a cream donut. The cream donut is filled with cream. The jelly donut is filled with jelly. So these bitter women that are operating out of a spirit of Haman, because they are straight up filled with hatred. And there is a spirit of genocide that is flowing through all of these women that need healing, that need deliverance, that need to be set free. Now, I always say, hurt people hurt people. And at some point, we need to really open our eyes and see the light. And at some point, we really need to understand that there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. So for every woman that has condemned the father of your children, and for every woman that has been speaking curses over the father of your children. And I understand that there are some things that I do not know. I understand that there may be some things that he did that hurt you terribly. There may be some things that he did or said that wounded your spirit. understand that. And we're going to deal with that in another message. Because just like these women that I'm identifying speaking negative about the fathers of their children, we have fathers that are speaking just as nasty and are just as hateful towards the mother of their children. So I have to go back to the iceberg for a moment, because underneath the surface, something is wrong, y'all. Underneath the surface, there are generational and bloodline curses that need to be identified so that they can be effectively pulled up at the root, totally destroyed, so that they will not grow again. There is a need for repentance today. So I'm going to decree 2 Chronicles 7:14 over men that have been labeled deadbeat dads, over men that show strong characteristics of being a deadbeat dad. I want to decree this word over the mothers that identify the father of their children as a deadbeat dad. I want to release a spirit of repentance over the family members that have got involved, that have been busybodies, that have also spoken negative words and curses over these men that have contributed to the situation. 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. That's what the word of God says in 2 Chronicles 7:14. So I call forth a spirit of repentance this morning. And as I call forth a spirit of repentance, I bind the spirit of haughtiness. And I'm binding the spirit of haughtiness based on Matthew 18:18, that says, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So we're going to tie up that spirit of haughtiness and all of the fruit that is on the tree of the spirit of haughtiness. And that means pride. It means arrogance. It means the spirit of conceit, the spirit of elitism, the spirit of superiority, thinking that you better than somebody else. Now, fathers and mothers, there are some things that have transpired in your lives that caused a separation, that caused division. And I don't care what it was, I don't care what it is. What I am concerned about at this very moment is that there is something about her and there is something about him that touched your heart, that allowed that person to get close enough to you, deep enough inside of you, where a seed was planted. And for 9 months, you carried a baby inside of you. And regardless of the circumstances, that innocent child came into this world. Now, at some point, something happened and you went your separate ways. But you know what? Your responsibility cannot be divided. You are both obligated and you both have a responsibility to take care of this child. And this is one of the main reasons that I'm bringing light to this topic, because yes, we do have some deadbeat dads. Yes, we do have some dads that have walked away from their responsibility, but there were extenuating circumstances. And yes, there are some men that just straight up did not want to fulfill their obligation. But dig this, there are some men that don't know how to be a father because they never been fathered. And I'm not making an excuse, but all I'm saying is that there are some things going on underneath the surface that we do not see that is contributing to this vicious cycle, and it needs to be broken. So these are some of the things that I want to identify. And I am just asking you, mother, I am just asking you, father, to find it in your heart to forgive, to release, and to bless, and to restore, and to edify, and to build one another up, because it's not about you. Think about your child. Think about your children. Think about the effects of everything that you all are going through. Your children see the confusion. Your children are products of the confusion. Your children are being manipulated and intimidated by the confusion. Because of your inability to look beyond your faults and your weaknesses and your mistakes and whatever happened, your children, they have been shattered. Your children have been discouraged. Your children are struggling with the spirit of heaviness and oppression and depression. Some of them are angry because in a moment of anger, when you talk negatively about their dad, it killed their spirit. It devastated their mind, their heart, because regardless of what he did or did not do, they still loved their father. And underneath all of your poisonous negative words, dig this, they still love their father. And at one point, the truth is going to be revealed. And at one point, these children are going to realize that mama was speaking out of her hurt and her pain, and she influenced me in a negative way to speak negatively about my father. And she planted some negative seeds that contributed to my mindset. And I started believing that my dad wasn't a good person. And it affected how I operated in school. So I'm just saying that as an example. And it's never too late to change negative habits, negative patterns. Sometimes we have to think outside of the box, and that's what I've been saying for the last 3 days. Let's think outside of the box. Let's take the time to do something different so that we can receive the results that we never had before. It's time for healing. It's time for forgiveness. It's time for restoration. So now I want to go to Romans, the 8th chapter, in the first verse that says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit." So mothers, I am not condemning you. Fathers, I am not condemning you. And although I'm using the title as deadbeat dads, it's only to get the message across. But I clearly identify, just like I did with the prostitutes yesterday, that they are not deadbeat dads. They are men. They are fathers. And we want to speak to who they are. not speak to what they do. And the reason we want to initiate this reversal is because we want to demolish the strongholds. We want to break the generational curses. We want to break the bloodline curses. We want to destroy every evil altar that has been erected against this man. Every assignment of the enemy that has stolen his voice, that has stolen his power, that has stolen his authority. In every area of this man's life where he has been operating in a spirit of shame, humiliation, and embarrassment, we want to restore him. We want to forgive him. And we want to edify him. And we want to build him up. So, man, if you are listening, we stand together in the spirit of unity as we say sorry, as we repent before God for speaking negative about you, for speaking negative to you. And we repent for the negative words that we spoke over your life. And we decree a crop failure on every negative word, on every curse that we spoke over your life, every fiery dart that we aimed at your head, at your heart, at your body. And I'm talking about, for those that understand the techniques of boxing, you could do an uppercut, you could do a body shot, whichever way you've been taking pot shots at this man, whatever way we, because women, we know what we do when we know what we say at times. I've been there. I've done it. I saw the results. I repented and I saw the results of that. So, men, I stand in the gap today and I stand in intercessory prayer. And I understand that everybody is not going to be in agreement with what I'm saying, and that's okay. But we apologize for calling you out of your name. We apologize for making you feel bad about yourself. We apologize for operating with the spirit of Belial, cooperating rather with the spirit of Belial, which is a spirit of, it's a very vile, nasty, dirty spirit, but it's a spirit that thrives in unworthiness. It makes you feel unworthy. It makes you feel like you're not good enough. It makes you feel inadequate. It makes you feel like no matter what you do, the people around you are never going to be satisfied. They're never going to see anything good in you. They're never going to say anything good about you. And we repent right now in the name of Jesus, and we come out of agreement with the spirit of Belial. Every area where the spirit of Belial has had access to us through our hurt, through our pain, through our disappointment, we renounce this spirit and we break every chain. We bind the spirit of Belial. We bind everything associated with the spirit of Belial and we renounce it. It has no power. It has no authority over us. And every negative seed that has been sown into the lives of the fathers of our children, we decree a crop failure right now in the name of Jesus. And every arrow, every poisonous arrow of unworthiness that has been lodged in the hearts of these men, that have been lodged in the minds of these men. I'm talking about negative, poisonous words that have grown, that have multiplied, that have overtaken them, that have placed these men in bondage, and that has contributed to the behavior and the characteristics that you see, that many end up calling them deadbeat dads. But we bring that title, deadbeat dads, under the blood of Jesus. And I release the power of the blood of Jesus to flush out all of the lies, all of the negative seeds, all of the poison, everything that has affected this man's ability to be the man of God that God has ordained him to be, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I would like to talk about some of the fathers that do not participate in the lives of their children willfully. I'm talking about the immature men that have produced several children and they don't take care of them. One is their maturity level. Two is their selfishness. Three, all he know how to do is be a rolling stone, because his father was a rolling stone. His father had children. He did what he did with the children whenever he saw them. But he was always moving, always shaking, always making, but never really providing, never really nurturing, never really mentoring, not being a father, not being a dad. And did this, some of them, they really don't know how to be a father. And where we lack proper understanding of the works of the enemy, we have also placed our mouths on them. And we have talked about them. And we have spoken curses over their lives. So they didn't know any better. And I'm shedding the light on this topic because for the men that are listening, and you know that I'm walking down your street, it's time for you to grow up. And it's time for you to receive the help that you need so that you can be the father that you need to be for your children. And dig this, you may not be ready, and I understand that. And if you're not ready, then do your child a favor. Do the mother of your children a favor. Just stay out of their lives, because you're coming in and out and making broken promises is not helping. You're causing more harm than good. And when you promise to do something and you don't do it, it kills their spirit. It brings disappointment. And they believe you and they hold on to your words. There's so many movies that we have watched and the children have been waiting for my dad. My dad coming to pick me up. My dad coming. We going here. My dad gonna take me shopping. My dad gonna buy me this. And you know what? You never show up. You never fulfill your promise. All you do is consistently release a spirit of discouragement and disappointment. And you open up the door for the spirit of heaviness to attack your children. Now, the spirit of heaviness is responsible for the spirit of depression, the spirit of depression, oppression, despair, disappointment, despondency. And there are different levels of oppression, which I mentioned yesterday. But we have emotional oppression, we have mental oppression, we have physical oppression. And sometimes our children, they will somatize, somatize, and then somatization is what they do. And what this means is they will say they have symptoms. They complain about their stomach hurting when it's time to go to school. They complain that they have a headache. You know, it's so many areas where they say they aching, that they hurting, and it's really they have symptoms, but it's nothing wrong with them. It's called demonic oppression through the spirit of heaviness, through the spirit of brokenness, through a wound. It's nothing worse than having a wound that is open, that is filled with pus and blood, and it's oozing, and it hurts. Some of these children, they have open wounds, and some of them have closed wounds. Some of them display negative behavior. Some of them internalize things, and they're quiet. And we really can say they are quiet storms, because inside, the storm is brewing. And they are exhibiting behavior that you cannot see on the outside. But it is gathering together like the storm clouds in the inside. And sooner or later, the storm is going to come. And the purpose of this message is to prevent the storm from coming. The purpose of this message is to shut down the storm. The purpose of this message is for our children to get the healing and the deliverance that they need. And the purpose of this message is to release a spirit of conviction for every father that has a duty and a responsibility to your child, regardless of what his mother has done and regardless of what his mother has said. Humble yourself before the Lord, and the Lord will make a way for you. God has already gone before you and made the crooked places straight. I'm telling you this because this is a promise in God's word, and this was my prayer for you yesterday. But this is not about yesterday. I've been praying about these very topics for many, many years. And so now I'm asking God to create a situation that will cause the manifestation of his word to come alive in your life. I'm asking God to create a situation that will cause you to step into who you are in Christ, and that you will learn how to be a father. And that you will fulfill your duties and your responsibilities to your children. And I'm praying that you will humble yourself to the mother of your children, regardless of how she may feel, whether she received your apology or not. This is a biblical principle. And if you apologize to her, God is going to open so many doors to you, for you. And it doesn't matter what she does. And at this point, the moment that you humble yourself and you do the right thing, if she continues to do the wrong thing, guess what? God is going to deal with her. And God is going to shut down what she's doing. So take your eyes off of her. It's not about her. Right now, it's about your children that need you. And it's about that unmet need that you have inside, that emptiness that you feel, because sometimes you can't sleep at night because you know you're not doing right by your children. So right here is where I'm going to stop, and I'm going to say a short prayer, and I pray that you have been blessed by this message, and I pray that this message is really provoking you to think outside of the box, and I pray that this message has caused you to really say, I see myself in this situation. And for the men where you have believed the lies that have been spoken over your life, this is an opportunity for you to say, I reject those lies. I come out of agreement with those lies. I'm not going to believe those lies ever again. And you have to see yourself through God's eyes. You have to know that greatness is inside of you. You need to know that there are multitudes inside of you. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for this message today. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Father, for your love that covers a multitude of sins. Thank you for this series entitled Something Is Wrong, Y'all. Thank you, Father, for the poem that you dropped in my spirit. Thank you for using me as the ink in your ink pen to release words that a lot of people can relate to. Words that identify things that are going on underneath the surface. Things that are associated with bloodline and generational curses. Evil spirits, evil influences, evil associations that have contributed to behaviors that have been displayed that are contrary to your word. Father, we have lived beneath your standards. Father, we have not fulfilled our duties and our responsibilities as parents to our children. And there are no innocent bystanders here. We are all guilty. And we repent in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for forgiving us. We thank you for healing us. We thank you for restoring us. Because we all play a role today in moving forward. In embracing the truth, the reality of this situation. Father, at some point, something good happened between men and women that had sex together and children were born into this world, into their lives. And at some point, things was good for a while, but at some point, things turned sour and a whole bunch of lemons were released. And now, God, we have all matured. We're ready for change. So we invite you to teach us how to make lemonade. We thank you and we praise you, God, for the ability to rise above our circumstances. We thank you for every man that has received the title of being a deadbeat dad. And we thank you for letting him come out of agreement with everything that is associated with being a deadbeat dad. And we thank you for removing that stereotype, that label, that title out of the mouths of women, mothers, sisters, friends that have called these men deadbeat dads. Father, you said that you would bless those that bless us and you would curse those that curse us. And what I really want everyone to understand is that the enemy has released so many curses upon this man's life through the very woman that he once had feelings for. Now, and I do understand that some things were, some situations, it was one night stands. There really wasn't a relationship and the woman got pregnant. I understand that too. But underneath the surface, we need to understand that the enemy tries to destroy everything that God does. And I say that because that baby would not be here if God did not have a purpose, if God did not have a plan. So I want to make it perfectly clear in this prayer today, for those of you that have been telling your children that they are a mistake, or you've been thinking thoughts that they was a mistake because it was a one-night stand. No, it wasn't a mistake. Your child is here because God ordained it to be so. And every negative word that that child has received and believed about being a mistake, Father, we pull it out at the root. Even fathers that thought they was a mistake because their father told them or their mother told them that they was a mistake. Father, there are some men that have been rejected in the womb. There are some men that have been abandoned in their mother's womb because the mother didn't even want to have them. And they didn't know it was a male child And even for some of the daughters, the mothers rejected them in the womb. So Father, some of these issues, they began to grow while the babies was growing inside of the mother's womb. And that's going to be another topic that we're going to deal with. But right now, God, I'm asking you to go deep and to pull these roots up and to destroy them by the blood and fire of God. Father, I thank you for releasing the gifts of healing and the working of miracles. I thank you for allowing this message to go deep into the hearts of your of the minds of your people. And I pray for the parents and I pray for the children. And I thank you for restoration and I thank you for showing us your glory. In Jesus' name. This is Stacey Lunsford, and you're listening to the Heartbeat of God on the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network. And I thank you for being with me today. And I apologize for the noise in the background. I'm actually en route to work, and this message was just bubbling in my spirit. So I wanted to be obedient and record it and share it with you. And I pray that you will continue to pray for me as I work through this series. And I've been talking a lot about bloodline curses and generational curses and evil altars. And I'm going to take the time this evening to do a serious teach on evil altars, because the Holy Spirit wants me to provide scriptures so that you understand that what I'm saying is scriptural. And in order to break these evil altars, you need to understand the source in God's word and how these evil altars work. So if you have any questions, if you have any comments, if you have a prayer request, if there's anything that you're struggling with and you really want help, please reach out to me. I have a whole team and we're willing and we're waiting and we're ready to assist you. As I close this message, I seal this word, this prayer, everything that was shared with the blood of Jesus. And I release the power of the blood of Jesus. I place the blood of Jesus over all of our doorposts, over our cars, over our homes, over our jobs, over our finances, over our children, over everything. And we give everything back to God because everything belongs to Him. But today is the turning point of your breakthrough. So tell God thank you. Give Him some praise. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. And things are turning around in your favor. I love you so much. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.